Hello, I'm Diane Taylor from Shetland Resolve. I'm an advanced hypnotherapist and master practitioner of NLP. And this December, it'll be 16 years since I qualified, and I've been running a full-time practice for over 15 years now, supporting people here in Shetland and across the world to create meaningful, sustainable change in a trauma-informed way. In this podcast, I share practical ways to build safety, steadiness, and real transformation without pressure or punishment. If what I share here resonates with you, you're very welcome to follow the podcast so you don't miss future episodes. Each month, I explore a theme around nervous system awareness and meaningful change. Today, I want to talk about something I see repeatedly in practice. And that's why change can feel hard even when you genuinely want it. Let's start with something familiar. You decide you want to change, maybe a habit, a reaction, a thought pattern. You understand what needs to shift, you feel motivated, and then something tightens. You procrastinate, you overthink, you avoid, you feel tense or irritable. And then often self-criticism follows. Why can't I just do this? What is wrong with me? Well, the fact is, nothing is wrong with you. What you are experiencing is protection. And what I mean by that is your nervous system is not focused on improvement. It is focused on safety. Its role is your survival. And one of the ways it evaluates safety is through familiarity. Familiarity doesn't necessarily mean good. It just means known. So even if a behavior frustrates you, to your nervous system, it's predictable. Even if a thought pattern exhausts you, to the nervous system, it's predictable. Change, even positive change, introduces uncertainty. New behaviour is unfamiliar. A different reaction to something is also unfamiliar. A new future version of yourself is, yes, you guessed it, unfamiliar. And for your nervous system, unfamiliar can register as threat. So beneath the surface, your nervous system asks, is it safe to change? And if the answer is unclear, your body tightens. Even subtly. Not to sabotage you, but to protect you. In all my years of practice, one misunderstanding comes up again and again. People believe that if they try harder, change will happen. But motivation is cognitive. Safety is physiological. We feel safety in the body. You can understand what to do, you can genuinely want to do it, and your body can still resist. And it's so important to know that resistance is not weakness or lack of willpower or lack of discipline. Not at all. It is information. It tells you your nervous system does not yet feel safe enough for the change. There's also a difference between urgency and readiness. Urgency to make a change tends to feel tense. I need to fix this. I cannot keep doing this. I have to change now. Urgency is often therefore driven by threat. Readiness, on the other hand, feels steadier, less dramatic, more grounded. When the nervous system feels safer, change feels less like an emergency and more like a next step. And change built on steadiness tends to hold. Sometimes people assume this is simply about relaxation. But relaxation is a temporary state. Safety is a foundation. You can relax briefly and still feel unsafe about changing. What supports sustainable change is capacity. And capacity grows when the nervous system feels safe enough. Not perfectly safe, just safe enough. I'd like to invite you to try something gently. Think of one thing you've been trying to change. Now imagine taking a step towards that change. Just notice what happens in your body. Is there tightening, bracing, holding? If there is, that isn't failure. It's just your nervous system asking for reassurance before change. Before I mention this month's audio, I want to clarify something about hypnotherapy. I know it is often misunderstood. Trauma-informed hypnotherapy is not about losing control. Not ever. And you are never made to do anything that you're not ready for or wanting to do. And you remain aware and in control throughout. It is guided attention that works with your nervous system rather than overriding it. And that distinction matters. This month, I've created a 25-minute trauma-informed hypnotherapy session called You Are Safe Enough Now. It is designed specifically for that moment before change, before you push yourself, before you criticize yourself, before you try to force a change. The session helps your nervous system recognize present moment safety. It includes gentle orientation to safety, understanding protective patterns, and a simple hand-over-heart safety cue you can use in everyday life. It also helps you feel the difference between urgency and true readiness. It isn't about forcing calm. It's about building a steadier internal base. Because safety comes first, then sustainable change. You can find the link to You Are Safe Enough Now in the show notes on my website or in the audio section. And if you're looking for deeper, ongoing support around these themes, the Calm Collective membership includes monthly, deeper teaching, guided sessions, and a supportive space to explore this work in more depth. I've included a link to that in the show notes as well. If this kind of grounded nervous system education is helpful for you, you're very welcome to follow the podcast so you don't miss what's coming next. Next month, we'll be exploring feeling without flooding and looking at how to experience emotion in a way that feels contained and manageable rather than overwhelming. For now, just notice where you may have been trying to change from pressure, and consider whether felt safety might be the missing piece. Safety first, then change. Thank you for listening. Do go gently and take care of yourself.